Welcome to your five for the day, and I hope you're keeping well. God's love is unequalled in all creation and in all created beings. Too many people believe and sometimes teach that love is a feeling or emotion. Jesus displayed his love by willingly going to the cross and dying for sinners, those who were his enemies, and desperately wicked. So love is not dependent upon feelings and emotions, because feelings are one of the shallowest and most unreliable of all human emotions. Instead, love is a choice more than a feeling. The bottom line is that love is what a person chooses to do, not what a person chooses to feel. God so loved the world because he felt like it. Yes, he does love us, but that love required action, and that included the supreme sacrifice of his only son's life. That was the ultimate love in action. When David became king over all Israel, he inquired if there were any left of Saul's house or family by saying, "Is there still anyone left of the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Normally this would be bad news for the former king's family, because the new king customarily killed all remaining relatives to remove the threat of any of them retaking the throne or stirring up trouble in the kingdom. But David didn't operate that way. David was quickly informed there is still a son of Jonathan, Mephibosheth, but he's lame in his feet. David sent and brought Mephibosheth from the house where he was hiding, and on arriving he fell on his face and paid homage. In one of the kindest acts in all of Israel's history, David said to him, "Do not fear, for I will show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan, and I will restore to you all the land of Saul your father, and you shall eat at my table always." What a picture of the love of God. We are all helplessly crippled by sin. We must humble ourselves before our king as Mephibosheth did before David. Mephibosheth, Saul's grandson, who for years relentlessly pursued and tried to kill David, was provided for and placed at the king's table. As David graciously said, "He shall always eat at my table." Mephibosheth was treated like the king's son. He was accepted graciously at the king's table. He was able to be in the king's presence, and he was able to be provided with all that he needed for the rest of his life, even though he was helpless to do anything else. Mephibosheth couldn't even provide for his own living. That's just like us today. But because of God's love for us in providing a Saviour, we can dine at his table and forever abide with him, even though helpless, crippled by sin, who could never survive in our strength or by our own means. Love is a choice we have to make, not so much a feeling we choose to have. Is there any greater love than the one that was displayed on the cross? Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends." It was God's love that cost Jesus his life, and that type of love comes with a high price, but a price that is every bit worth it. Wouldn't you agree?